God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Earthly ministry were marked by powerful miracles and inspired teaching. For Jesus' closest followers, they were confirmation that he was indeed God's Son, the long-awaited Messiah, the fulfillment of prophecies of old. As Jesus and his followers prepared to enter Jerusalem for the Passover, the most holy of holidays, the words of the prophet Zechariah were fulfilled in yet another display of God's plan for Jesus. Say to the daughter of Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a foal, a foal of a donkey. Of religious leaders to rid themselves of this self-proclaimed prophet. As Jesus gathered his disciples for the Passover feast, even they who knew him best and loved him most wrestled with their own questions about this one they called the Christ. What did he mean that someone would betray him? Why would the master wash the servant's feet? What was meant by the statement that said he was going somewhere they could not follow?
Thank you.
quickly the good intentions of faithful followers had changed. In only a matter of hours, affirmations of devotion and steadfast commitments had evaporated under the intense accusations of Jesus' enemies. As he had foretold, the shepherd had been struck, and the sheep of his flock had scattered. Arrested, mocked, beaten, and now nailed to a cross, Jesus fulfilled yet another part of God's plan to offer his life as a sacrificial lamb for the sins of the world. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake, and the stone in front of the tomb was rolled back. An angel sat on it and said, "I know that you are seeking Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen just as he said. go quickly and tell his disciples that Jesus is alive.